From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Iraqi capital's reeling from its deadliest strike in weeks. A suicide bomber attacked army recruits, killing at least 57. The BBC's Hugh Sykes reports security forces are favored targets.
Baghdad traffic policemen and federal police have been murdered in significant numbers over the past few weeks. Members of the mostly Sunni government-backed Sahwa militia, the Awakening, the people who changed sides from working with al-Qaeda in Iraq to fighting against them, they've been attacked as well. And now these men queuing for jobs in the army. It seems to be very clearly targeted on the Iraqi security forces, not those awful mass slaughter, random attacks on market crowds that used to happen here in Baghdad a few years ago.
The BBC's Hugh Sykes reports. Pakistanis clamor to get whatever international aid they can at this warehouse in Peshawar, a familiar scene across much of Pakistan where floods have ravaged much of the country and spread disease. At least 1,500 people have died in the last 2 weeks. A Palestinian man may still be in the custody of guards at the Turkish embassy in Tel Aviv, where he reportedly attempted to take hostages. The man's been shot and wounded. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro says the incident comes amid heightened tension between Israel and Turkey.
There are very tense relations between Israel and Turkey right now after an incident that happened over a month ago when the Israeli military stormed a flotilla that was traveling to the Gaza Strip and killed 9 Turkish citizens. And so those relations have been extremely tense, and clearly now there's some negotiation going on between Israel and officials at the Turkish embassy.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro. The Obama administration says it wants fundamental change in mortgage lending giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the shape of that change is still up in the air.
The Obama administration invited bankers, economists, and housing experts to a conference to discuss what to do with Fannie and Freddie. The failed mortgage lenders were taken over by the government almost 2 years ago. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says Fannie and Freddie must not go back to financing risky home loans and sticking taxpayers with the bill, but he warned changes will have to be made carefully so as not to disrupt the fragile housing market.
This is a test for Washington. The stakes are very high. For many Americans, their home is their largest financial asset, and the housing industry supports millions of jobs.
The administration is not expected to unveil its plans for Fannie and Freddie before next year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
General Motors is recalling nearly 250,000 crossover sport utility vehicles for possible damage to their safety belts. Those affected include Chevy Traverse, Saturn Outlook, GMC Acadia, and Buick Enclave. Last check on Wall Street, Dow is up more than 100 points at 10,406. NASDAQ up 28 at 2209. This is NPR News. Bobby Thompson, the former player behind one of baseball's legendary moments, has died. Thompson hit that home run which clinched the National League pennant for the New York Giants in 1951. It became known as the shot heard round the world. Thompson passed away last night after several years of failing health. He was 86 years old. In Wyoming, it is primary election day. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that the marquee race is the Republican nomination for governor.
With incumbent Democrat Dave Friedenthal wrapping up his second term, 4 high-profile Republicans have targeted the seat. They are State Auditor Rita Meyer, former U.S. Attorney Matt Mead, who's the grandson of former Senator and Governor Cliff Hansen, Speaker of the House Colin Simpson, who's the son of former U.S. Senator Alan Simpson, and former legislator and State Agriculture Director Ron Michalai, who's being endorsed by a number of right-to-life and conservative organizations. County clerks say the high interest in the Republican primary has increased turnout. The winner of the GOP primary faces either former State Democratic Party Chair Leslie Peterson or former University of Wyoming football player Pete Gosar in the general election. Bob Beck, NPR News, Laramie.
Eli Lilly is putting a stop to one of its experimental treatments for late-stage Alzheimer's disease. The company says early results from studies of the drug reveal links to worsening clinical measures such as cognition. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.